all nations seek rapid economic growth, and the faster the better. But what happens to age-old customs, spiritual practices, mores, when a society is hurled into the future? That's one of the questions asked by multimedia artist Mohammed Kazem, artist in residence at Shangri-La Center for Islamic Arts and Cultures, in his work. It's what he, part of what he'll be discussing in a night shift artist talk there tomorrow night. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us.
I'm very glad to be here.
You started in art, the art world, as a painter, but you've expanded since, right?
Yeah, I've been started as a painter since 1984, influenced, in the fact, by European traditional art in the beginning. Then, naturally, I went through also the experimental work with using different materials.
There was a lot of that in the art world at that time, wasn't it? A lot of encouragement to go beyond your borders, I would think.
Yes, I think you cannot just stand one place, and you have to move, because there's history of the art, which we have to go through that. Then we have to, when you came to the, I came to the contemporary art, which is, I have been influenced through many different schools. In most of them, they were European school of the art. But then, I also practicing as a criticizing myself in order to develop my own tools.
Sure.
And make some new work with using different material and different media. And generally, I used to make. I do not have any plan when. When I came here, I usually try to capture the elements which are surrounding here in mm-hmm. the city of the Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And this is, for me, it makes sense to see the elements in the social life, in the nature, like lights and movement, sound of the city. So I put all those elements in the context of my visual art.
So you kind of come with a clean slate, as it were, and then absorb whatever there is to absorb.
Yeah, and the fact that also I'm working with a GPS. Which is
GPS locator, electronic locator system.
Yes, but I'm giving the GPS different function in my practice. So sometimes I draw with the GPS, sometimes I raise a political issue with the GPS, sometimes I use them for raising many different issues in my practice. Here I felt that I might go to use the coordinates of the artists whom attending the show, which are coming from different directions to meeting point here in Hawaii. Then I might go to use them as through the light, through the nature of the light, or to use those coordinates to throw them back to the sea. So here I'm using the technology. Beside of that, also I'm using the nature elements like the waves and winds to take those coordinates in order to cross the border.
So the coordinates emerge as a number series, right, which can be used, to, as you said, to draw, for example?
Yeah, I can to draw. Some of them I made a work which called in the exhibition curated by Dr. Dorothea von der Kolen in Germany. Is the theme of the show is when ideas become form. So I stand with the GPS in three locations. So I receive the different coordinates from three locations in order to make triangle shape. Uh-huh. So here I'm using for drawing the shape. But it's, it doesn't have that systematic way when I do the work. So I use them as a material. And I can give you an example of all these coordinates which I'm using since 1999. So it's became kind of the raw data in the GPS itself. So I'm using them. Sometimes I manipulate with them, but most of them it's quite very minimal and very sharp when you look at to my work.
Well, that's an example of adapting to a new medium, because there was, when you were training as an artist, there was no such thing, right?
No, you don't know. I mean, I think I use even the conventional
latitude,
drawing,
longitude,
like a domain, if it is necessarily to support my contemporary work.
Well, at the same time, you sound as if you're a real student of the history of art. Is that necessary to? Is that important?
I think it's very important to know what's happened in the history. I mean, for me to know, I went through all this traditional European painting. So that's why I want to tell you, even my contemporary practice is referring to the conventional painting, even on sculpture. So I'm trying to fill the gaps, which is between these two things. So in my work, also, you can see the compositions there, the morphology, which is a traditional work, it's there. So I'm using also those traditional. I have still Impressionism eye in my work.
So it still informs what you do.
Yes. So I think all this, I cannot, example, forget the theory of the color, which is written by Johannes Etienne. So the strength of the colors and all those materials I'm using in my practice.
Picasso once said, "To imitate others is necessary; to imitate oneself is pathetic." Yeah. Right? Don't repeat yourself.
Yeah, you cannot repeat what's happened, but in the fact we are, and somehow we are repeating it in a different way and trying to provoke the different topics and to add something.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when you start making art in the beginning, so you have to go through them.
Sure.
You have to go through them. But by the time you have, also you are criticizing yourself, you feel that you have to do something different or something unique, which is referring to your thought. So my work also has a variety of way of making artwork. It's not traditionally, when you look to the painting, you can refer to some artists. But because I'm doing kind of the anti-style, so with using all these materials, so the harmony, it is in my thought. In the fact, it's not in the just piece of the art.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you.
Multimedia artist Mohammed Kazem is Shangri-La's artist in residence until January 22nd, and on Friday evening, he'll preview his work during the museum's night shift program.